Here we are. This is Shred, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. My name's Matt. Happy Valentine's Day to you all. It's a great day, at least here in Vancouver. It's been lovely and sunny, sort of. I mean, not too cold. The annual Memorial March for Murdered and Missing Women was on today in downtown Eastside, and it was very moving as always. Huge crowd of people out to support the community and to raise awareness of a very serious issue, the murdered and missing women of Aboriginal women in this province. This is a Valentine's Day. Well, I haven't really prepared a huge show for it, but there's one song that I just thought of today that I wanted to play at least one really love song. And there's an absolute classic Australian song from the 80s that I need to play. I don't know why I haven't even played it until now, but it just popped into my head today. It's called Alone With You by the Sunny Boys, which came out in 1981. It's a beautiful song. This band had quite a story to them. I'm going to play it in a little bit of time. Just probably the next half hour I'll get to that song. But first up, I wanted to play some tunes from Marty Wilson Piper. Marty Wilson Piper is one of the guitarists from The Church, one of my favorite bands, who I've played a lot on this show. We interviewed Marty last year. Well, no, actually, it was a couple of years ago now. If you go to the blog, austrandedradio.com, you'll find a link to interviews, and it'll be down there, Marty Wilson Piper. You can spell his name Willis-Piper. So when I say sort of part of the church, it was quite a shocking news that occurred just late last year that he's been replaced. He was one of the founding members of the church, was with them for, gosh, at least 25 years. And he's, you know, makes absolutely sublime music along with Peter Coppers, the other guitarist. But there was always a lot of tension in that band, and Marty lives a long way away from the rest of them. He lives in Stockholm in Sweden. And I guess communication broke down and he's been replaced by the guy from Powderfinger, of all bands. So I don't know how that's going to play out, but interesting. The Church will have a new record this year. But I found a Marty Wilson Piper solo record in Victoria at a used secondhand music shop. So I've been wanting to get to this for a while. It's an album that came out in 1988. And it's called Art Attack. And there's actually a song on here. The first track is called O Stockholm. So I guess Marty was living in Sweden way back then. I guess he's moved around a lot, but I know he's based there now. And it looks like he's got a very long association with that country of Sweden. But I wanted to play for you two of the other tracks on this. Let's have a look. See, I'll play for you a track called You Whisper. So this is Marty Wilson Piper, a solo recording of his called Art Attack. It came out in 1988. Marty Wilson Piper was a long-time member of the great Australian band The Church. So, track 5 here on the record, this is called Your Whisper, going back to 1988.
Thunder opens its throat, it lets out the roar of rain. Soaked, I clench my overcoat. You come up to see you again. Your smoothly sculptured neck, the trapped curving tongue. Your cage of a mouth springs open and throws out the seeds of a song. They grow and flower. Hour after hour, blessed velvet. You slave to your look, your shapely arm in tears, your marzipan skin in a crystal stare, your chocolate box of fears. The load off my mind, the pointed beating pulse, stabbing instead my thumping head. This famousness is false. You glow and glint, I blink, you wink, in ice-polished silk.
Yeah. Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveVan.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Welcome back to the show. My name's Matt. This is Stranded. And you can catch us on Twitter as well if you go to at AusStranded. So that was a couple of tracks there from Marty Wilson Piper, a legendary Australian musician who lives in Sweden now. He's actually lived there for 10 years, and he's a former member of the Church. He was part of that seminal band from 1980 all the way up till last year, but he has been released from the band due to, well, I'm not sure exactly the story, but some sort of internal squabbles or just the relationship ending, and he's still living in Sweden and putting out some great music in other forms, one of which is a collaboration with a gentleman named Rico Roch. I'll spell that last name, R-O-H-L-C-K-E. He's a multi-instrumentalist from Sweden. So Marty Wilson Piper has teamed up with this gentleman, and the project they've created is called Moat, and they have a debut record out, and I'm going to play for you a track from that right now. So Marty has one other recent sort of project as well called Nocturum, so I'll play you a Nocturum track after this one. But first up, here's Marty Wilson Piper with Nico Rolfe. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it, but it's as good as I can get. And with a track from their project called Moat.
To a place
see the victims of your game. I understand you, but hate you all the same. It's deep inside, knots they tied. I try and make sense of your pain. Confusion.
charts, babe.
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Hello, this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. My name's Matt. Thanks for tuning in. You heard there another track from Marty Wilson Piper, formerly of The Church. He's finally left that band after many, many years, 1980 until just last year. He lives in Sweden now, and he produces wonderful music to this day in various projects, including that one called Nocturum. And the track you heard before that was by a project of his called Moat, which he has joined forces with one other gentleman in a collaboration, a duo. So Moat is his main active project right now, I believe, and he's a man of the world. He's lived all over the world, based in Sweden now, in Stockholm, where he's been for the last 10 years at least. I met him in person in Seattle a couple of years ago when The Church played here. And it was amazing. I'll never forget meeting this guy. He is a very impressive human being and an extraordinary lover of music too, and to the point where he has a project called the In Deep Music Archive, where he is attempting to compile as much music as he possibly can in a physical space somewhere in England, I believe. And he blogs about it, and you can find that online, the In Deep Music Archive. Marty Wilson Piper. So I hope to chat to him again someday in the future. And as I mentioned before, we have a blog here for the show. If you go to Ostranded Radio, you will find all the interviews there. If you click on the interview tab, and you'll find my interview with Marty from a couple of years back. He's very, very knowledgeable and interesting guy. So we're going to get into some Canadian music pretty soon for the rest of the show, including Ray Spoon, because I believe Ray Spoon is actually playing tonight here at UBC. I saw a poster. It's for the Queer Society of UBC, and they're hosting some kind of ball, and it said live Ray Spoon, and that's pretty amazing. I hadn't heard this advertised anywhere else, so I'm going to play for you a few Ray Spoon songs. But first up, it is Valentine's Day, of course, so I wanted to play at least one wonderful love song. And this is a real classic you're about to hear. I'm very surprised I haven't played this on the show yet. It is it's a bona fide Australian rock classic. It's called Alone With You. It's a single from a band called the Sunny Boys. This came out in 1981. And this is a very remarkable band that did not exist for terribly long. They had a very interesting story. Sunny Boys came to national fame very quickly after only a year of being together as a band, because they were just so damn good. The songwriter, Jeremy Oxley, he was a frontman, singer-songwriter and guitarist, an extraordinary songwriter, as you'll hear in this track, which is just a perfect 4 minutes of wonderful lyrics, heartfelt sentiment, and just a great tune, great power pop. So he was a real talent, and he paired up with, I believe it was his brother actually, and some other friends, high school friends, and they started playing in gigs in pubs, and within a year they were already signed to a major label and were touring the country. They played on Countdown, the national TV show. And everything was set for a pretty bright career, but lingering in the background was actually mental illness in Jeremy Oxley. His behavior was erratic in the early couple of years of their touring, heavy touring, and he drank a lot and took a lot of drugs, and people sort of assumed it was due to just the lifestyle, and the pressure of touring, but the band really broke down, his behavior became more and more problematic, and it turns out that he was drinking to quite very serious voices in his head. So the band did break up. They tried to record the second album, just did not do very well, and all sorts of things happened, and it never really happened for the band. And Jeremy was treated for that mental illness, for schizophrenia, and they have actually reformed recently. I'll tell you a bit about that after we play the track. But anyway, yeah, very, very wonderful song here. This is the Sunny Boys from 1981 with a song called Alone With You. So I hope you enjoy this for Valentine's Day.
FM in Vancouver, and all I'm going to say to you is fuck off and go.
Wasn't that just a remarkable song? That's a classic there. The Sunny Boys,
with a track called Alone With You from 1981, and that's my pick today for a Valentine's Day song. Beautiful sentiment, wonderful lyrics, and just a stunning song. And yeah, the story of the band, it was really, really unfortunate. Just literally, he put out that song and that album like barely out of high school. Like, they were just came from nowhere, just supreme talent. But yeah, schizophrenia was there in the background with Jeremy Oxley, and it really affected him badly, and the band broke up. And he was treated for it, became married, and lived a regular life in some form. Tried to get the band together over the years, and it never really panned out. But they have actually revisited the original lineup just this last year. The Sonny Boys were invited by the Hoodoo Gurus to play at the Dig It Up Festival last year, and apparently they did incredibly. So the original band got together, and I don't know what's happening from here, but, you know, it's wonderful when these things come full circle, because Jeremy Oxley is just a fantastic songwriter, and that record, the debut record, The Sonny Boys, has been re-released, and I'll get to these guys again. I'll somehow track down a copy of that and play more of them, but I just wanted to today play that song for Valentine's Day. And interestingly, I just found here online that one of the members for the band here moved to Canada. The guitarist, called Richard Bergman, he moved to Canada, and I don't know where. I don't have any more information, but wouldn't he be great to interview if he was somehow able to be found here, and yeah, to get his story. So I'll put that on my list of to do if I can make that happen. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. Thanks for tuning in. So that was my little Valentine's Day pick for today, the Sonny Boys, Alone With You from 1981. If you're local and you wanted to call through and request a song, your Valentine's Day pick, please do. 604-822-2487 if you live here in Vancouver or anywhere. I mean, if you want to call through, that'd be great. And I'll play for you your Valentine's Day request. Okay, I'll be right back with some music from Ray Spoon.
You are listening to
Okay, we're back. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show on CITR 101.9 FM. Call through 604-822-2487 if you'd like to request a Valentine's Day song. So, Ray Spoon. So I was just walking into the studio past the an office here in the Student Union building. Apparently Ray Spoon is playing here tonight at for the Queer Society, I believe, like some kind of Valentine's Day ball. That's pretty amazing. Ray Spoon is a legendary musician here from Canada, who's raised a lot of awareness around transgender issues. Ray Spoon is a Canadian singer-songwriter. She from Calgary, and raised by evangelical Christian parents, and has had a very, very, very interesting life, and has recorded some incredible music. And I'm really a fan of an album called Superior, You Are Inferior. And I want to play for you track 3 from that, Come On, Forest Fires Burn the Disco Down. And then we'll get into A Prairie Home Companion, which is the 2003 release. So we'll play you that soon, and I'll chat about that. But here's a real favorite of mine. Reminds me of Alberta when I was living there. Come On, Forest Fire, Burn the Disco Down by Ray Spoon.
I hear the call from the suburbs down to the plateau. The kids know how to stand. Cover your eyes with both hands, looking for a new song. Song. Come ask the colonial ghosts if they live in your bones. Ask the colonial ghosts if they live in your bones. Ask the colonial ghosts if they too. Hide the children, hide the children, hide the children. A storm is coming. I will be a wall. I will be a wall. Hide the children, hide the children, hide the children. A storm is coming. I will be a wall. I will be a wall. There are beautiful places that we can hide between the notes and the rhymes. I sang for my sister on the darkest nights, and I sang for my brothers too. We will count the days, we will count.
important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those...
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotusland Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
Welcome back to CITR Radio. This is Stranded, and my name's Matt. Thanks for tuning in. You heard there three tracks in a row from Ray Spoon, the legendary Canadian singer-songwriter, who I believe is playing tonight at UBC at a special Valentine's Day ball hosted by one of the student societies here. So Ray Spoon is from Alberta. And she has a very interesting story. She's grown up transgender and in a very difficult family situation growing up, a lot of gender confusion. And she has actually been the subject of a film called My Prairie Home, which just came out last year. It actually premiered here at the Vancouver International Film Festival. And the last two tracks you heard there are from the soundtrack to that film, My Prairie Home. First up was Amy Grant, track one, and then I play a few track six, I Will Be a Wall. So apparently, I'm just reading online here that Ray Spoon identifies neither as woman nor man, but somewhere in between. So she's a real spokesperson for the transgendered community. And I believe she prefers the pronoun they and when being referred to her. So it's, very, very, interesting time when, I believe in some countries allow for people to not have male or female on passports. So I wonder if Canada will follow suit in due course. In any event, Ray Spoon is a very passionate, spokesperson for the transgender community and a fantastic artist. The first track I played there was Come On Forest Fire Burn Then Disco Down from Superior You Are Inferior, which came out in 2008. I love that record. Let's get into some more Canadian music. Let's get back more local now. It'll be Canadian for the rest of the show. If you're just tuning in, this is a show called Stranded. I play Australian and Canadian music exclusively and a fair bit of local music. Let's bring it to kind of folky territory now with a few acts. We're going to hear up, first of all, Jaron Freeman Fox. Then we're going to hear James Lamb and Shiloh Lindsay. So first up, here's a rollicking track called Back to the Boonies from Jaron Freeman Fox. Hope you enjoy this.
Glorious name, and I got so seductive by women Rob Mocown. This is Sean Smith.
Up on Blueberry Parson, I swear I saw your ghost. Across the road you were smiling, I was making my way to the show. Up on Blueberry Parson, where the air is cool and clean. Mom, I hope you're proud, I've got a heart full of love. I send it swimming down a beautiful stream. I send it swimming down a beautiful stream. I won't let her run away from me. I won't let her run away from me. Up on Blueberry Parson, it's where they drop me off. I'm thumbing my way to the coast, down from the mountaintops. Up on Blueberry Parson, staring out at that sea of green. Mom, I hope you're proud, I've got a quiver of words. I'm going hunting after a tree. Going hunting after a dream. I won't let her run away from me. I won't let her run away from me. Up on Blueberry Parson, I watched the raven fly. All that space, so much time, up in that open sky. And up on Blueberry Parson, we all want to be free. Mom, I hope you're proud, I'll do the best that I can. I ain't got much, but it's more than I need. I ain't got much, but it's more than I need. Won't let her run away from me. Won't let her run away from me. Won't let her run away from me. Won't let her run away from me.
Don't care what shape you say the world's in. All I know is I don't wanna be here when it all goes down. At least I know where my heart is. When the demons come riding down that river made of blood, some I guess will join them, but I don't think I should. Yeah. At least I know where my heart is. Jehovah Witnesses come a knocking at my door. Well, I think they're convinced that I will wash up on hell's shore. But I don't need anyone to tell me where my heart is. I don't need anyone to tell me where my heart is. You've got a sin, you better convince Some people go to church so they can look on down their nose. But when they get home, what they do, God only knows. Well, I don't need anyone to tell me where my heart is. I don't need anyone to tell me where my heart is. Well, you atheistic prick, yeah, I hear you got no soul. Well, I don't need your opinion, I got plenty of my own. Well, I don't need anyone to tell me where my heart is. I don't need anyone to tell me where my heart is. You got a sin, you better convince, confess, or better yet.
Kessler. My name is Gennargio Sullivan of the Tlaweetsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
The following is from an interview between Patrice Musso and an elder named Old Hands at the Deconstructing Dinner event.
When the apology happened, I was sitting with a group of people, and there was a senator, I can't remember what his name was, he comes up to me and he says, "Do you think the Aboriginal community is going to buy the apology?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Well, why would you say that?" I told him, "Let me put it to you like this. You stole my car. I know you stole my car. And you come back years later and you say, 'Old Hands, I'm sorry I stole your car. Here's $300. But you still have my car.'" And he looks at me and he goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "If you're really sincere of what the apology is to the Indigenous people of Canada, you would take all those little children that never came home, that are buried out there in unmarked graves, you would dig them up and send them back to their families. Then we all know that you're serious. But until that time, no, you're just blowing wind." And he said, "Canada would never do that." And I said, "I know, because you condemn other countries that do it, right? The atrocities to the children and mass graves, and it wouldn't look good for you." And then he kind of just looked at me, didn't know what to say, and just walked off. And I go, "This is why it's never going to work, because it's just words. You know, actions speak louder than words."
You have just heard at Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
We're back here on CITR Radio and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. There was a little grab there from Gunajia Sullivan talking about Resonating Reconciliation, and today was the wonderful event downtown off Hastings Street of the yearly march for murdered and missing Aboriginal women here in the city of Vancouver. Just such a great turnout today and beautiful weather. And it was really quite moving to be part of the group there walking down Hastings Street and around the corner for this annual event to raise awareness of the justice that's needed for murdered and missing Aboriginal women in British Columbia. Thanks, Gunajee, for that
segment.
So those three tracks you heard before that were some folk music from this part of the world, from BC. You heard first up Jaron Freeman Fox with the Back to the Boonies. Then you heard James Lamb with a song called Blueberry Polson. And we finished up with female artist Shiloh Lindsay. Beautiful song there called Figurines of Faith. Shiloh Lindsay, S-H-I-L-O-H. It's her first name. Lovely. I'd love to find out some more about Shiloh. So we've got about 22 minutes left of the show, and if you're local here in Vancouver, you've wanted to hop on the phone and request a Valentine's Day song, I'd be happy to play it if I could find it. 604-822-2487. It's Valentine's Day. Let's get into a couple of Mint Record bands now. Tough Age, let's play Sea of White, and we'll get into Pick a Piper as well. Here we go, here's Tough Age with Sea of White. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. Not too long to go now. We are at 7:20, 10 minutes to go of the show. I'll be right back and let you know what those songs were.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Okay, we are back on Stranded for another 9 minutes. You can still call through if you want to request a Valentine's Day song, 604-822-2487. So there's last three songs there. First up was Tough Age with Sea of White from their self-titled debut on Mint Records. Another Mint Records band followed that song. We had Pick a Piper with a song called All Her Colors. And then finally was an instrumental track there from the Cyrillic Typewriter. Jason Zampano is the individual behind that project. He's a long-standing Vancouver musician, a very talented guy. And it is Valentine's Day. Actually, if you're local here, there's something you might be interested in tonight. There's a group that's been around for a long time, apparently, called the Jazzmanian Devils, and they do some jazz standards. And they're playing tonight. The Jazzmanian Devils presents Devils and Divas, a Valentine's Ball at Chapel Arts tonight. Janice McKenzie of our station is playing there with the Jazzmanian Devils and her own project, the Diviners. So I recommend getting down to that. And also David Love Jones, he'll be DJing there tonight. David Love Jones, who does the show right after me, African Rhythms. So let's get into a little bit more Canadian music. I was just scanning the shelves here of for local music to think, what should I play? And I randomly grabbed an artist who I recognize called Sean Mazurak Lives. And would you believe, on the back, one of his tracks is called My Funny Valentine. So we will definitely play that song right now. Here's local project Sean Mazurak Lives with a track called My Funny Valentine. For Valentine's Day 2014.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, they're unphotographable, and yet you're my favorite work of art. And your figure less than Greek, does your mouth feel a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, and not if you care for me. Stay little Valentine, stay. 'Cause each day is Valentine's Day. Each day is Valentine's. Each day is Valentine's Day. My funny Valentine, my sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile.
On Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's Matt? G'day, my name's Matt. I'm signing off now. This has been Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. We finished up there with the Pack AD with a song called Airborne off their latest record, Do Not Engage. And before that was Sean Masurek Lives with the perfect song for today, My Funny Valentine. It was just a total random find. I grabbed that CD from the shelf, knew he was a local artist, turned to the back. I was going to pick a random track, and there you go, My Funny Valentine. Perfect. Lovely 1 minute and 57 second song there about love. So, I hope you enjoy your Valentine's Day evening. Matt signing off. This is Stranded. You can catch us online, ausstrandedradio.com. Lots of great stuff there, all the archived podcasts and interviews. Today I didn't do any interviews, but there'll be plenty more this year, and live people to come in and play music too. I'll try to do that as much as I can. So much great music in this city and everywhere in Australia. That's what I do. I play music from Australia and Canada. So tune in next week if you liked what you hear. And yeah, good night. African Rhythms is up next with David Love Jones, and I'll catch you next week.
This is Dan from Graymaker.
This is Pastor Bullet.
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitter Weed Drawn.
This is Zach from Black Red.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark.
I'm Water Crime Guide.
This is Dan Mangan.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark.
This is Dylan Ozick from Slingshot.
Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric Six.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves.
This is Fred Schneider.
This is Colin from GBH.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors.
Hi, this is Ben Ditto from The Gossip.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe.
I'm Shani from Inepsy.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross.
Hey, we're J plus J plus J.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits.
It's James Wood, half of Mega Bear.
This is Jeron Paxton, American musicianer.
This is Swami Bill and the Shameless Weed Hounds from New Orleans, Louisiana, east of the Mississippi.
Hi, this is John Boutte from New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is Jesse Laborde.
I'm Peter Mansbridge.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Also on the web, CITR.ca.
Fine young man once, and one day he said to me, if you can live with yourself, baby, you can surely live with me. Well, we didn't last too long. I had a fine young man once,